As negotiations enter their final period, a leaked UN report has caused great consternation in Copenhagen. Published in the Guardian newspaper, it suggests that the limited emissions cuts offered so far at the climate summit will lead to global temperatures rising by an average of 3 degrees Celsius. Environment reporter Sarah Clark is in the Danish capital. Sarah, good morning. How credible is this report?
This is a credible leak that's been revealed by the Guardian newspaper, and basically what it's saying is that it's a UN draft that's been discussed at the meeting on Tuesday night. It's dated at 11 p.m. It's been handed out and distributed, obviously, to the two working parties that have been meeting and trying to negotiate a compromise or a text at this particular meeting. So it's very credible, and it's been published in the Guardian in the last few minutes.
So what does it say, and why is it such an explosive report?
Well, look, this confidential UN draft suggests that the emissions cut that's being offered so far at the Copenhagen Climate Change Summit will lead to global temperature rises by an average of about 3 degrees Celsius. So what this is suggesting is that this is quite high in comparison to what the IPCC says. Now, the IPCC is the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, and it's the UN's chief science body, and they put together the science which says where we should go and where we shouldn't go and how we're tracking. 3 degrees would be tracking for the worst-case scenario, such as extreme weather events, rising sea levels that would swallow up basically Pacific nations.
And Sarah, to date, everyone seems to have been talking about 2 degrees and the dramatic effects that that would have.
The rich countries certainly have been talking about a 2 degrees Celsius rise as a maximum by the turn of the century. So this is why this particular leak is quite extraordinary when we've got 24 hours left to go. I know a number of countries will be trying to work out how we can move and cut this 3 degrees Celsius back to what the other countries and other nations are talking about. Now, of course, in my story earlier, we talked about the Pacific countries. They're talking about a 1.5 degrees Celsius temperature rise by the turn of the century. So this indicates that we're travelling very slowly at this meeting. And there's a lot of work to be done in the next 24 hours.
Sarah, what sort of effect would a 3-degree temperature rise have on some countries around the world?
Well, if you look at the Stirner Economic Review, which was released a couple of years ago, they're saying that a rise of 3 degrees Celsius would mean up to 170 million more people suffering from severe coastal floods and 550 million more at risk of hunger. So we are looking at some damaging effects of a 3 degree Celsius temperature rise. We're looking at more flooding, more droughts, a lot of problems basically for the planet.
Climate change correspondent in Copenhagen, Sarah Clark.